Hey, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Molly, and you're listening to the DCP Anonymous podcast.
Oh, it's supposed to be Anonymous. Sorry.
Oh. Well, at least I can read, so there's that.
Well, hey, I was just going to go with it. Hey, howdy, hey, it's Monroe Rye, and joining me today, we have the one and only Disney historian who knows everything, River Guide Chris.
You gave me way too much credit, Ryan. We're just going to put that out there right now.
Okay, well, and then we have the actual trickster herself, the reason we are doing this podcast today, Monroe Molly!
It's true. I'm back for, again, limited time magic, because I told Rye, I'm like, if I am able to do anything, if I'm able to stump Chris on some obscure Disney fact, I will be able to die happy. And that is what we are doing here today.
Yes, it is. So Molly texted this weekend and said, hey, why don't we try and stump Chris? And I texted Chris and I said, hey, we're going to record, but I'm not telling you what it's about. And he goes, should I be scared? So Molly and I have made up lists. We have not. Well, she sent me her list, but I didn't really read it. And then I also made a list of some true things about Disney and some not so true things about Disney. And we're going to see if Chris can catch on to when and if we are lying about these Disney facts. Is everybody ready?
I'm so ready. Chris, I have to know, are you emotionally prepared?
Put it this way, it's been a long weekend, so I'm going to keep my responses short today.
All right. Until we really get you angry about a lie here and you're going to like defend it like it's like, I don't even know, like the Boston Tea Party.
Well, all right. Rye, I know I know my list is a little bit longer than yours, so if it works for you, I can go ahead and start and we'll just go back and forth and see.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Who does the stumping? All right, cool. Perfect. Yeah. Well, ladies and germs, our first fact of the day is, it is widely known that Richard Nixon's I Am Not a Crook speech, that Richard Nixon's I Am Not a Crook speech happened at Disney's Contemporary Resort. But did you know that John Legend signed the contract that dissolved the Beatles at the Polynesian?
I did not know
this. True.
Oh!
That one is true.
Wow. Uh-huh. Chris. I didn't know any of that. Neither one. So I would have been like, yeah, no problem. Yeah, that's totally what happened.
Yeah, sure.
All right. So my first fun fact is about blue name tags, also known as the Legacy Awards, right? So if you've ever been to Disney World, Disneyland, you'll notice every once in a while there's a cast member that has a blue name tag. And that is what we call the Legacy Award. Those began in 2011, which was shockingly way later than I expected them to. The way you get a Legacy Award is you have to be nominated by cast members. I couldn't find the exact amount of cast members, but I've heard that it's supposed to be 3 cast members have to nominate you, and then they will vote upon it from there. To earn a Legacy Award, you are measured by 3 different traits: dream, create, and inspire, which is also what's inscribed on the bottom of that name tag. This is a global name tag. It is not just a domestic thing. So if you go to Disneyland Paris, you will see this name tag. If you go to Hong Kong, you will see this name tag. The best part about this is Disney is not spending any additional money on these name tags because they are the normal white name tags flipped around.
Is that what I'm supposed to be answering yes or no to?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know, but knowing Disney, I could totally believe it would be.
It is true. They're the white name tags flipped around.
You know, it makes so much sense, but it's so funny.
It is. It is. Of course they would do that.
Oh, but that'd be great for a Halloween prank to have like a whole bunch of CP kids like flip their name tags around.
Their name. Oh, Lord. Yes.
Okay. So this is one of the ones that I made sure I pulled for Disneyland to make sure we had a fair shake here. okay. One of the original stores on Main Street when Disneyland opened in 1955 was Hollywood Maxwell's Intimate Apparel Shop, which was the lingerie store where you could learn about the history of intimate apparel from the one and only Wonderful Wizard of Bras. It's the stunned silence. I love it.
Yeah, it would help if I like unmuted myself too. Well,
Oh
Main
my
Street US
God.
Ryan is dying over there. It's the blush that's getting me right now with Ryan.
I am so red. I am cr I this is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
So as I was gonna say, again, you guys are pulling things that I truly do not know. What I do know and what I can say is that yes, Main Street USA used to have a lot more different shops than they do now. And a lot of them were not, there was not nearly the amount of Disney merchandise that there is now. Being that it was a family-friendly park, I'm going to go with no.
I unfortunately, Chris, that is actually true.
I'm not surprised, but
That is 100% true. And you're right, because that's the reason it only lasted for about 6 months in the park.
oh my
And the
gosh.
reason for that being was they thought that having an intimate apparel store in a family in a family environment probably wasn't the best idea. So then at that time, that's when they shuttered it and used it as an expansion for the crystalware shop.
Let's bring it to
Very
Springs.
cool.
Let's bring it to Springs. Also, I found an article about this lingerie shop, and there's a picture of the Wizard of Bras, and he looks so goofy. I love him so much.
Well, since I'm bringing up Springs now, I'll go with this fun fact here. We all know about the City of Celebration, right? It's kind of what Disney was planning on being like the future city of tomorrow in a sense, but not really. Does Disney still own it? I don't really know if they still own it or not.
I think they do.
Okay. Well,
Technically, no.
wait, was that the true or false?
No, that's not it.
No, technically Disney no longer has ownership of Celebration, maybe one or two parcels, but that's about it.
Okay. So at the time when they were looking at building Disney Springs, they were actually going to put it in the City of Celebration. But due to the county legislator, they weren't allowed to actually put Springs in Celebration, which is why it is where it stands, where it is today.
I'm gonna go with false on this one.
That is false.
I was gonna say, knowing that Downtown Disney was the precursor to Disney Springs, and that Downtown Disney was there before Celebration.
Listen, I didn't know if you would know that much. See, now we got Chris talking. We just need to lie.
We just need to start lying through our teeth, man.
Well, so Ryan, you were in our text string earlier this or on Thursday. And how I went boom at work.
Yes.
Yes. So for those who don't know, Molly and our listeners, I am a teacher, and one of my students did not put his backpack away under his desk the other day. And as I was walking and teaching, I found his backpack with my foot, and then my knee found the ground. With that momentum, I also hit my chest. So I was at a wedding yesterday, and we had my niece. And she wanted to dance, so I was dancing with her. And now not only does my knee hurt, but those ribs that I like had hit as well are now like killing me. So like even chuckling right now hurts. So
I'm
that's
so
kind of why
sorry, Chris.
I'm like, I'm just not gonna talk today.
And here we are. We're like, all
Here
right,
we are.
Chris, back chuck us.
Let us tell you about the Wizard of Bras.
Dude, it makes me so happy that that was real too. I love it. All righty, moving on to some more facts. And these are 100% true. After his passing and before the Magic Kingdom opened, Imagineers found a rough draft that Walt Disney created of a Disney park on the moon, which they believed he created after watching the moon landing.
I'm gonna go with false on that one.
Okay,
Same
that one is
focus.
false. And I, for all of my facts and all everything, I wrote down like either links for my sources or like explanations and fact checks for this one. It is Walt Disney died in 1966, 3 years before the moon landing.
Oh my gosh. I would have been like, yeah, that's totally true. That's something Disney would do.
Oh, I love
Okay. Epcot Geosphere. This is my fun fact. So, when they first designed this, it was designed by Disney Imagineer Gordon Hoopes. I believe that's how you pronounce it. And the problem with it is no one could figure out how to get the geosphere to look like it was actually floating, right? So it was actually going to be on a cylinder, and then the geosphere was going to be put on top of that. And then Gordon Hoopes is the one who figured out, oh, wait, we can build this better. We can actually put three structures on the sides of it so it actually looks like it's a floating structure. And it also is the tallest and largest freestanding sphere in the world at 18 stories tall.
what am I fact checking here?
Is that true or is that false? Is it the largest? Is it 18 stories tall? And is Gordon Hoopes the one who figured out that it's supposed to have three structures and not just on a giant cylinder?
Cylinder?
Cylinder. Thank you.
Be really upset if I got this wrong because it's the one backstage tour I got to do, but I'm going false.
It is true, and I'm pretty sure you are the one who told me this.
Ow.
Well, speaking of actually engineering and Epcot, let's stay on that same trend. Hey, quick question for y'all. What's up with all that empty space by the Mexico Pavilion at Epcot? There's actually a giant sinkhole underneath where the Odyssey restaurant is that Imagineers, when they were originally creating the park, they tried everything they could to try and work around it, but they weren't able to find a stable solution. So currently, there's just metal plates covering up the sinkhole, and they just built whatever they could on top of that.
So I believe you are partially false on this one. In fact, I believe, from what I've read, the sinkhole is actually in the water off to the side there rather than underneath the restaurant itself.
It's actually, and this may be a technicality, I had this set as true, but you're right in that it's kind of like it's partially in the water and it's also partially under the restaurant. So I think we'll give that one to you because you're like it's false, but in the same way that it's right. So
Right.
it's just a huge sinkhole.
It is. Yeah. It is
I
a
didn't
giant
know that
sinkhole.
one. I didn't know that one until a little while later, and I was like,
You
huh.
didn't know that I sent out
I think you're
about
the one who
2 months
sent it
or
to me,
so ago,
yeah.
I sent you a YouTube link about that. Yeah.
All right, next one.
Which
1965. That year ring a bell for anyone? Yes, no, maybe so. Okay. That is the year Walt Disney started purchasing land in Florida for Walt Disney World. This is also the same year he had a permit to build Mineral King Ski Resort, which, if you didn't know, Disney was considering building a ski resort. So the same year this happened, he was going to start the ski resort, but then due to funding for Walt Disney World, he had to push aside the ski resort. That is an actual fact. This is the part that Chris, let's see if you knew this or not. We know that the funding fell through, but another reason behind not opening the ski resort is because of the Great Hope Slide in the Cascade Mountains of British Columbia earlier that year, killing four people. So there was an avalanche, and Disney was afraid that if you built a ski resort, an avalanche could occur and kill guests.
and I'm going to call you false on this.
Oh?
Correct.
Why? Why
Would
is it false, Chris?
you like me to continue?
Yes, I do.
Okay. One, the Disney Ski Resort, which yes is a true thing that was going to come that Disney was working on making come about. Now you may be right on 65, but I swear I thought it was 66.
It was 1965.
Okay. The big one, and like these are the things that I know. That doesn't mean a lot because there's a lot that I don't know. But my thinking here is that I know for a fact one of the big reasons that Disney Ski Resort did not happen was due to backlash from the surrounding communities that did not want that to be, did not want there to be a ski resort there. That property later became, I believe, a national forest.
Yeah, Sequoia.
Yeah, that's okay. I couldn't remember if it was Sequoia or not. So those are my two things on that.
Just a little, I guess, more being more specific here. It was December of 65. So I
Okay.
get why you're saying 66.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So yeah, in December of 65, this is what he had the right to develop Mineral King. The Great Hope Slide, it was actually just called Hope Slide in British Columbia, and that did happen, but the two are not related. So
Okay. Can I be obnoxious and add two more facts here?
sure, go ahead.
Cool. So for your avid skiers out there, your designations of ski slopes, beginner, moderate, black diamond, double black diamond, etc. That system was actually created by Walt Disney and his Imagineers. So that's where that actually comes from. And then
False.
the not false, true. And then the Country Bear Jamboree was originally designed to be at the resort of Mineral King Ski Resort. When that did not come about, it went to Walt Disney World.
The more you know. Speaking of the more you know,
Let's
continue
go.
on. The original Tinkerbell, who flew from the Matterhorn to Sleeping Beauty's castle, was a 70-year-old circus performer named Tiny Klein, who was originally made famous for her death-defying sleight of life, where she would slide down a wire connecting tall buildings by her teeth.
You had me at full teeth.
This is 100% true.
It is
Her teeth?
100% true. Yes, by her teeth, she had a special, essentially, like it was a almost like a mouth guard that she would hook onto a wire and then just like slide right past. Which makes sense that like when Walt Disney was like, "Hey, I want to have Tinkerbell like zooping across a wire," he's like,
Aquas.
"I'm so please."
Oh God, it hurts to laugh.
Sorry, Chris. We're not laughing at your pain. We're laughing with you, not at your pain.
It's so funny. It's like we got to be like less funny, but it's
Anyway,
still hard for me
on
and
this
Wally.
podcast, it's hard to do.
I just so all I imagine is this lady, like when you're trying to play tug of war with a dog, like holding on as she's flying across.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's so cool. Yeah, if you have a like it, you can watch like one of her stunts. It's about like 3 minutes
I
long.
thought you were about to say if you have the internet access,
Yeah, also if you have
you
the
can
internet
look this
access,
up.
just Google it. Google Tiny Klein. She's very cool. You know, and
Oh,
also
man.
additional fun fact off of this, she started doing the Tinkerbell gig in 1961. She stopped in 1964 after she retired, and she was going to come out of retirement and start doing it again, but unfortunately she passed away that same year.
No. All right. My next one's about Animal Kingdom, Chris.
Whoop, whoop.
Two fun facts about Animal Kingdom. Number one, Joe Rohde, main engineer or engineer, Imagineer behind Animal Kingdom, had one rule, and that was he did not want any Disney park maps in Animal Kingdom in a venture to save conservation. And number two, Disney's original idea behind Animal Kingdom was that there would be no rides, there would just be attractions. Including safari, which is why we have the safari, as well as nature paths. And that is it.
Okay, so for number one, honestly, Joe Rohde is eccentric enough. I could totally see that being true.
That's 100% true. He did not want park maps. Imagine walking Animal Kingdom with no park map.
I mean, I did it every day, but
Okay, but as
technically,
someone
it's a
who
giant
doesn't,
circle.
I mean, yeah, but as someone
Exactly.
who doesn't do that, and like in 1998 when there wasn't a smartphone.
Yeah, I'm with Molly on this one. They're all just giant circles.
I guess
Except for
so.
studios, it's kind of just a giant disaster.
I love studios. How dare you?
Love studios too, don't get me wrong, but they have like as much as they have done to that park, they've like ruined the circle. It is no longer hub and spoke.
It's all
No.
about the circle, man. It's a wheel and spoke that's been thrown and beat up a few times.
Right.
It's
Somebody
mangled.
had a flat tire on their bike and kept riding anyways.
Yeah, there's no longer a hidden Mickey in the center.
There is
like
not.
half his face. It's fine.
Going back to Animal Kingdom, though, did you know
Yes.
that Expedition Everest makes a hidden Mickey?
No, I did not.
No, it does. It's kind of funky
The
looking, but
track?
it does. Yeah.
All right, aerial view. Hang on.
It, Ryan's looking this up. As for them not wanting attractions, I'm trying to think back to 1998 opening day attractions, or not wanting rides, excuse me. Because I know that Everest did not exist at the time.
Correct. It was 2006, maybe?
Something like that.
Oh, it does make a hidden Mickey. What do you
Yeah,
know?
it's a little wonky, but it's there.
Yeah.
Knowing about their plans for Beastly Kingdom, though, I'm gonna have to go false with the second part.
Yeah, I have no idea if that's true or not. So
Okay.
I made that up.
Like I was going through, I'm like,
I was like, how can I make this sound like it might actually be true? Because Walt
Right.
would be the kind of guy to be like, no, it's just gonna be jungle tracks.
Kali River Rapid was at one time meant to be a Asian version of the Kilimanjaro Safari until
Oh.
Imagineers stopped and thought for a minute and were like, hold up, tigers can swim. This is a problem.
Oh, I would never have thought of that.
Like, and that is legit. Whether or not it's 100% true, I couldn't tell you, but that is the what we are taught when we are trained at Kali.
Gotcha. I feel like that's got to be true if they tell you that.
Right. That's why I felt like sharing it, and I was like, that sounds so made up, though. I should probably put a caveat on
Yeah.
there.
I love that. Speaking of dangerous animals, in early development stages, The Lion King was originally set in Australia, with the main characters being kangaroos.
100%
That
percent false.
is false. My friend made it up.
The Kangaroo King. Kangaroo song.
It was so funny because the way he said it too, it like he said it full chest and he's like, yeah, The Lion King, originally it was gonna be kangaroos. And I'm like, what, with the same name? And he was like, well, yeah.
That would be hilarious. Oh man. All right, well, speaking of attractions, not necessarily the Lion King thing here, but going to Kali River Rapids, I have one about the Jungle Cruise, Chris. This is one that Walt and Roy actually argued over because Roy wanted this to be an educational experience. He wanted it to be a very serious ride with information about the journey of going through a rainforest and the natural wildlife of the trees and the animals. And Walt basically said, no, I want the Jungle Cruise to be something that's enjoyable and lighthearted and funny for my guests. And ultimately, Walt ended up winning, and Jungle Cruise is what it is today because Walt stood his ground.
Couple problems here, a couple things here.
Oh,
I'm gonna be 100% honest. I missed the first half of that because I was looking up a fact that I wanted to share that I wanted to make sure was correct before I shared it. Number two, if I remember correctly, Walt is the one that wanted the live animals, and it was his Imagineers and his brother that were like, yo, that's not gonna work. We don't have the facility or the ability to take care of animals, so figure it out.
there you go. Good
Okay.
job. Even
Even if I missed half the story.
I basically just said that Roy wanted it to be serious and informative,
Roy
and Walt wanted it to be funny.
didn't want it to exist at all.
Yeah. I kind of
That's that
flipped the script
said,
there.
I do have so much respect for Roy Disney. Not only did he continuously figure out how to keep Walt's dreams alive, but he went as far as finishing, coming out of retirement and finishing the Magic Kingdom, which eventually did end up killing him. But he not only finished the Magic Kingdom, but renamed it to be Walt Disney World because he wanted everybody to know whose dream it really was and who the dreamer and the mastermind behind this was.
Well said,
So
Chris. Well
as
said.
much as much hate as Roy gets, like I just kind of wanted to put that out there.
Who hates Roy?
It just in general, Roy gets bashed for like
Oh.
Okay,
being the
well.
one that always told Walt no, and you can't do this, and we don't have the money,
Well, yeah, Roy was the numbers guy, so.
and yet Roy always figured out how to make it work, so.
Exactly.
All my homies love Roy. Speaking of new parks and parking space, I'm loving how every like fun fact leads into my next one so perfectly. This is
It's almost as
great.
if I'm reading your script or something. I'm just
Hey,
kidding.
shh,
I'm
you're
just
not
kidding.
supposed to know that.
I
gotta.
didn't share it with him.
Alrighty, moving on up. In the early 90s, Disney had plans and even purchased land for an America-themed theme park to be in Haymarket, Virginia, which is about 30 minutes away from where I live. Fun fact, the park would have had themed land spanning from the 1600s to the 1940s, and there were additional plans for resort hotels, golf courses, and housing. The project was canceled due to pushback from locals and historians.
I thought you were about to steal my next one, Molly. That's how close ours are.
Interesting. Also true.
Yes, this is very, very true. And it's so funny because as a local expert for the actual area, it's interesting that I feel like it does get lost a little bit when you're learning about this online, exactly how close the Manassas battlefield was to where they were trying to put Disney America. It literally was like 5 minutes down the road. And
Oh,
so
wow.
yeah, it or it's super close like that, like a handful of miles. It's crazy. And it's interesting because a lot of the complaints that people and concerns that people had were on like the larger impacts, because obviously the political officials were all behind it. They're like, we're gonna make so much money, we're gonna have so many jobs, this is gonna be so great. And then everyone who actually lives like in the Manassas area was like, hey, what about traffic? And like, traffic is already bad in Nova. Shout out to all my Nova peeps out there. It's like it would make both 66 and 95 an absolute nightmare. So there's a lot of great reasons why this park doesn't exist, and that's not even touching on like, I can't imagine an early 90s America made theme park. I think, Chris, I think we would have a field day on the inaccuracies.
Yeah, probably. It would be one of those that they were constantly fixing.
Anyway, continuing on, Rye.
All right, so about Disney parks, mine was about the Missouri park that was supposed to take place in St. Louis. So this actually had a name. It was called Riverfront Square, and this would have been the second Disney park before Walt Disney World. This was actually plans of development from 1963 to 1965. And it fell through for a multitude of reasons. One being Augustus, or no, August Bush Jr. If you don't know who Bo August Bush is, think of Anheuser-Busch, Budweiser. He publicly called Disney crazy for believing that this park would succeed without selling beer. So this park was actually supposed to be just a few blocks down from where Busch Stadium is. And one of the last caveats was Anheuser-Busch was going to help fund it. As long as they sold Anheuser-Busch beer, and Disney said no.
I feel like we've talked about, actually, I know we've talked about this one before. So I'm going to give it a true. Although I vaguely remember there being some argument over like ownership of the park as well.
There probably was, but this everything that I said is absolutely true. As someone who has a brother and sister-in-law that work for Anheuser-Busch in St.
Right.
Louis, Missouri, I can tell you this is true.
No, I remember having this conversation with you before because I did not know about this one originally, and you were the one that introduced it to me.
Yeah,
So,
they told us during the tour. So
like one of the few non-existent Disney parks I didn't know about
yep.
because there have been a few.
Alrighty, moving on. This one is, let's get a little weird with it, guys. Can you imagine the Fab Five swapping undies? Due to regular underwear bunching up in fur costumes, cast members were required to reuse the same underwear previously used by other cast members. This was the norm until 2001, where following several outbreaks of lice and 2 months of negotiations, Disney finally agreed to get ca each cast member their own pair of special underwear. I loved the stunned silence.
I just don't want
So,
this one to be true. I don't care if it is or not. Like, I'm going with false because that's what I want.
I Hate to break it to you. That is actually 100% true.
I'd heard it before, but I still
So,
refuse to believe it.
I feel like parts of this are still technically true because I know when casting, like, okay, we all know people that are friends with characters. And I know for a fact that they still go to costuming and they get underclothing, t-shirt, shorts. So they still are
Correct.
technically sharing underclothing, just
At
not
least it ain't
necessarily.
underoos. Could we should get the Wizard of Bras on this. I bet he's got some thoughts on this.
Right.
Oh, man. All right, my last one for you, Chris. It's about Hollywood Studios. So, right when MGM and Disney were splitting ways, Paramount actually came in and offered Disney a partnership. And Nickelodeon Studios came in and axed it because you also had Universal right down the road. So basically, Nickelodeon and Universal came in and threatened to sue Paramount if they made that contract happen.
I honestly have no answer for this one. I've never heard this, but again, it wouldn't surprise me. I'm not sure when Paramount ended up buying Nickelodeon, so if I knew
This,
that date, I'd be able to like better answer, but
I made this one up
okay.
100%. There might be
As
some
like it
truth to it. I
seemed a
don't
little
know.
false, but like at the same time, like I said.
No, I just remember like the way I came up with this one was I was like, remember the orange VHSs that we'd used to put on like our VHS players from
Oh
Nickelodeon?
yeah.
Yes, the
The
Rugrats
movies
one.
were always Paramount. So I'm like, oh, let's see if Chris will catch on to this one.
Yeah, okay. Like I
They
said, I
were
knew that
always
Paramount and
Paramount. They
Nickelodeon
were
were
always Paramount, yeah.
okay.
Wow. The more you know. Well, I guess the
The
more you
more you
don't know,
know.
because that was a lie.
It was a lie. It was a lie, friends.
But the
MGM
more you
Studios
know,
was
if I had
not.
known more, I wouldn't have.
Yeah, MGM Studios was not about to be Paramount Studios. At least from what our knowledge, I could be telling you a completely false thing that is actually true. We don't know. I didn't
That'd be
Google it.
we all
Really
know how
funny.
Disney is about being secretive, so we'll never
Yes.
know.
It's very true. It's very true. Watch it. It's been like 20 years. We'll be looking back at this episode and we were like, actually, we were right the whole time. Even the stuff we messed up on, even that weird
That's
kangaroo thing.
okay. So in Toy Story 3, when Ken shows that his closet and there's a blue and gold Letterman jacket with a K on it and it says State, I like randomly started telling people, I'm like, oh, it's for Kent State. The guy who voiced Ken went to Kent State, like totally as a lie. I Googled it and it was true. Michael Keaton went to Kent State.
Go Flashes. Oh man. God, that's great. I love that. I love
Know.
when you just like gaslight yourself into making something true.
I
I love
know.
it.
I do too.
Speaking of
It's
gaslighting.
like Dan Povenmire and Perry the Platypus.
Yes.
Like, I don't know if you guys ever heard this. He like just chose a random tealish color for Perry. And then years later, come to find out that they're bioluminescent and when held under a black light, that's about the color that a platypus actually is.
Gosh.
I love it. I love it. So, Ryan, I know you are out of facts. I have six more,
Oh
Chris.
my
Don't
gosh.
think you were ready to relax just yet.
Nope, let's go.
All right, let's get into it. Going on with the weird thing. Actually, let me jump around because I do have some for MGM Studios, specifically pertaining to the ownership. So let's jump in, shall we? Disney's MGM Studios hosted some crazy non-Disney characters like Ace Ventura and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in stage shows, and Tom and Jerry and the Power Rangers for meet and greets. After rebranding to Disney Hollywood Studios and cutting ties with MGM, these characters were removed from the park, except for Ace Ventura, who can be seen at the Sci-Fi Dine-In.
Sounds so, I mean, it sounds so legitimate, but I'm gonna have to go with false.
Okay. Do you have any caveats on why it's false?
Honestly, no. And I just don't spend enough time in the sci-fi diner to know.
I feel like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles would not have been in Disney because wasn't that on Nickelodeon?
I was gonna say, I'm pretty sure that is a Paramount property.
It was afterwards or something like that. If there was a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles live show, all of that is correct, except that it is Tom and Jerry that you can see at the Sci-Fi
Oh,
Diner.
okay.
Oh, which is also interesting because I don't know who they are. Warner Brothers, or were they?
Warner, Time Warner.
Yeah. Time Warner. Time Warner Cable.
Well, I mean, eventually Warner Brothers was bought by,
I
so.
know. I know. There's so many.
Also, I did some fact checking on my why.
Which one?
MGM Studios was renamed to Disney's Hollywood Studios in 2008 to reflect new focus on immersing guests in film and TV experiences. So Disney's the one who pulled the contract.
Okay. Which they're failing to do now anyways. But anyways, moving on.
The more you know. Well, moving on. Let's do another one, actually, about filmmaking and studios and all that fun stuff. Disney was originally working with DreamWorks on their first 3D animated movie, but in the first brainstorming session at DreamWorks Studios, the room was so hot and smelled so bad that Disney pulled out. They then picked Pixar to work on Toy Story. Sorry, to work with on Toy Story.
False.
That one is false. We made it up.
Yes. And you want to know why I know that one's false?
Go for it.
DreamWorks SKG. So if you ever watch DreamWorks, the SKG appears at the bottom there. Don't ask me what the G stands for. I don't remember. The S is for Spielberg. The K is for Katzenberg. Katzenberg was a Disney president for a very long time. Well, a Disney executive, I should say. And when Frank Wells tragically died in a hill skiing accident in the Ruby Mountains of Lamoille, Nevada, which is about 20 minutes from where I live. Actually, in fact, that's where we're going up to take photos, is up in Lamoille here a little bit. But when Frank tragically died, number one, that's when Eisner went off his rocker. And number two, Eisner continued to tell Jeffrey Katzenberg, yeah, we'll get around to talking about promoting you to president. We'll get around to talking about promoting you to president. Never got around to it, and Katzenberg finally got so ticked off that he left and went and joined Spielberg and whoever the G is to form DreamWorks. Add on top of that, Shrek, one of DreamWorks' biggest films ever, is 100% a middle finger to the Walt Disney Company, up to including Lord Farquaad, which. Say that fast and see what you get. Is
Lord
meant
Farquaad,
to
Lord Farquaad,
don't make us have to Mickey Mouse laugh our episode, Ryan. But is up to it's supposed to be Michael Eisner.
See, I knew
Height and all.
I knew that part about the Shrek, but I didn't know about the Katzenberg bit.
Yep.
That is interesting. Very cool. Yeah, no, we just totally made that up because we were like, what would be like the funniest thing?
Right.
Cool.
You weren't prepared for a Disney executive to have died in my backyard.
No, I wasn't. I really wasn't. That was the one thing that I wasn't prepared for. We didn't ask that in the brainstorming session of like, has any executives died recently in someone's backyard? Throw that one out there. All righty. Moving on. Oh, this is so much fun. We should do so many more of these episodes.
I know. Did you know about the trash cans, Chris?
What about them?
Okay, so do you know why they're so closely spaced together? They're like every 20 feet. Why?
So the story goes that Walt was walking, he had eaten a hot dog and he was walking, and about 20 feet was how long it took for him to eat the hot dog and to look around to throw something, to throw his trash away.
All right, glad I didn't waste my time on that one.
I did that almost made my list, and I saw the funniest thing where someone was like, oh, it could be like the story that is thought is like the hot dog story. The other thought that some people had was like they just took all of the trash cans out of the park, and then just wherever like the trash piled up most is where they put trash cans.
Interesting.
Yeah. All righty. Continuing on. Liberty Square at the Magic Kingdom has primarily red pavement with a brown streak throughout. This brown streak is meant to represent when people would empty their chamber pots into the street. That's right. That's poop, baby.
100% true.
That is true. And as an additional caveat, it originally was a cobblestone path, but due to concerns with accessibility for wheelchair users, Disney decided that Shit River was better.
I love that.
Alrighty, I got two double. Ch I'm just double checking. No, I got three left. All right, I got three left. Oh, okay. I love this one. This one makes me so happy just because I think it's cute. In the first scene of the carousel pro Let me start that over.
In the first scene of the Carousel of Progress.
The robins in the window are the same robin animatronics that Imagineer Harriet Burns created for the original Mary Poppins movie. The robin is a nationally protected bird, and so after trading for Disneyland tickets, the Natural History Museum in Los Angeles had sent dead robin skin and feathers that had been preserved and set in a box labeled 1867, which is the same time period that the first scene takes place.
I'm calling false on this one.
Where are you calling the false?
The whole thing.
The whole thing? I
Okay,
hate to
so
break it to
let me
you.
correct that. I believe that the robins are the same animatronics from Mary Poppins. After that, it all goes downhill.
That is actually all 100% true.
Oh, wow.
Because originally Disney wanted to try and get rights from the federal government to be able to use dead birds to create these animatronics, and the federal government said absolutely not, that's a protected animal. That's when they had asked the Natural History Museum in Los Angeles, and they said, sure, we'll just trade them for Disneyland tickets. And that is 100% true. I
I
love that
mean,
one. It's so cute.
you know the Klondike Bar song, right? What
What
would
would
you
you
do for a Klondike
do
Bar?
for a Klondike
What
bar?
yes,
Would you
that
do for
one.
Disneyland tickets?
I was gonna
Would you
say I wouldn't
trade
do
a
much for a
protected
Klondike Bar, but I'd
species?
do some sketchy things for Disneyland tickets.
Like trade a protected species remains.
Exactly. See, like.
Honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if this was like a B plot in like that Chimp Crazy show where like someone traded like a monkey for Disneyland tickets. I'd think about it.
Did you know that the Beach Boys filmed Kokomo at the Grand Floridian when it first opened in 1988?
I did not.
They did.
Wow.
It says the Beach Boys filmed Kokomo at the Grand Floridian Resort right when it was first opening, so that the mythical land of perfection is actually just Disney World.
Makes sense. Also makes sense why that's probably my favorite Beach Boys song,
You go.
even though I've never seen the video.
I haven't either, but now I want to look it up.
Fun facts. Also, we love Grandma Flo. It does very much fit that the Beach Boys would be at Grandma Flo. All
The
right,
electric is
moving.
still on at Discover Island. Sorry, I'm just reading
Oh,
weird facts
I
now.
did see that one. And I didn't know what to do with it. I'm like, this
Why
is
are
cool. I
they
don't know how to turn this into a
paying the
quiz.
bill? Like,
Are they paying the bill? That's the real
I mean,
question.
if the electric is still going, and then music pumped at River Country for years after it closed, they never turned off the music.
Yep,
Weird.
that one's true.
That'd be crazy. Honestly, like
My
I could.
first pro. Go ahead, Molly.
Sorry. No. I was just thinking, like, it would be, I would absolutely love to walk through like an abandoned Disney park with all the music still on and nobody there. That would be terrifying, but also so cool. Yes.
So, two things. Going off of that, I'm not gonna lie. I think during COVID, the thing that hit me the hardest was a post talking about how no matter where you are in the world, like no matter what time of day it is, It's a Small World is always playing somewhere in the world until COVID, and then It's a Small World was shut off throughout all of the world. And that one like hit me in the feels for some reason really hard back then. But I was gonna say, when I did my first program, somebody took me behind Fort Wilderness. I completely blanked on the name of the
I was
campgrounds for a
like,
hot second there.
I don't know where they took you, Chris.
Took me behind Fort Wilderness
True.
to a spot where the covering on the fence had basically fallen apart, and you could see the old River Country.
That's cool. I heard they tore it all out now, finally, though, because they're putting the new cabins in.
It's not going to be the cabins. They're building a brand new resort that, if they're sticking, God, I really hope they are not sticking with the original plans they had pre-COVID, because that is the most generic, sad, boring looking resort I've ever seen Disney do. But anyways, moving
Yeah,
on.
moving on,
But anyways,
yes.
Moving on, more facts. Actually, speaking of Small World, please keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs within the ride vehicle at all times. July 10th, 2014, a 40-year-old man lost the tips of the ring and pinky fingers on his right hand while riding It's a Small World.
that hippo got him with the lazy
the one
eye.
I was gonna say, the one with the lazy eye.
He didn't even
Yeah,
see more than that.
I've not read that news article. I did read the one about the guy that sued Disney for emotional distress because he got stuck on It's a Small World for like
Oh my
4 hours and they didn't turn the
God.
music off.
Honestly, respect. I get
But I'm gonna go with yeah, probably.
it. I'm sorry, Chris. That one is actually false. That was
Okay.
actually the Pirates of the Caribbean where he lost his fingies.
Okay, see, now that you say that, I remember that one.
Speaking of Pirates of the Caribbean,
Oh
did you know
gosh.
in 1967 when they opened the Pirates ride at Disneyland, it was cheaper to use real skeletons from UCLA Medical Center, and then they switched them to the fake ones?
Yep.
Maybe.
Again, would do some sketchy things for our Disneyland ticket.
And there's is still one real skull at Pirates in sorry, at Pirates in
Disneyland.
Disneyland. It's on the headboard at the bed.
Yep.
Gross.
Watch out. It's also thought that Pirates is haunted, which is funny because the Haunted Mansion is not believed to be haunted.
Well, isn't Disney's head
Right?
under Pirates?
It is frozen, cryogenically frozen under pirates.
Yeah, so.
At least that is what I told one of my friends when we were there on a band trip, and she almost didn't ride Pirates afterwards. No. Disney's ultimate end was fire, not ice.
But on bump.
He was cremated.
It's him all
Okay,
the things. All
here's
the
one for the two
Virginia
of you.
Slims. Oh, a counterpoint, I Ho
see.
ho ho, let's go.
Now, I haven't been able to get 100% of the story. I've got a couple of articles that I want to read on this, but I know the primary part of it.
False.
So, after being turned down multiple times, well, after presenting the idea for Disney's Animal Kingdom and being turned down multiple times, one, because we don't do zoos, two, because a theme park with animals just wouldn't attract people and there would be no excitement, Joe Rohde brought a live tiger into the boardroom when presenting his final time for Animal
Joe
Kingdom.
Rohde would.
Joe, Joe, that's the thing. Joe
Joe
Rohde would.
Rohde did.
Of
He
course he
would.
did.
Like,
Would and did,
I wouldn't
actually.
expect anything less. Like, if I was sitting there and I saw Joe Rohde walk in with a tiger on a leash, I'd be like, yep, that makes sense.
I'd be like, It'd be weird if he didn't have one.
Probably got that out of his barn backyard, in his backyard.
But yes, Joe Rohde, and I've actually got a video with Duane Rivers, love Duane, up that I'm going to watch after we're done with this. Duane was the former VP of Magic Kingdom, also the former general manager of Aulani when it first opened.
Oh, I was gonna do an Aulani fun fact too, and I forget. Yeah. Oh well.
And you forgot, dang it. But anyways, there's a video clip here that I found of them actually talking about the story, because the story has been told so many times that it's gotten the Disney treatment and it has so many like unrealistic
Layers.
layers to it. So I'm excited to actually watch this and hear the full like true story of what happened. But yes, it is a known fact that Joe brought a tiger into the boardroom.
Now I'm just imagining Joe Rohde like having all this land with like its own little like savanna. He's like feeding all his
So
animals. Like
I
here you go,
follow
sir,
Joe
for a
on
moose.
Instagram, and when he got his award, why can't I think of the name of the award?
Legacy Award.
Was it the Legacy Award?
Legend Award.
Legend. Legend, thank you. Like he was unboxing and everything, and obviously it was only one room, but his house looked very small, and it might just be because of the amount of like artifacts he has crammed in there, but
I'm sure. And I'm sure it's just one of his houses.
probably.
Let's be
I think that's
honest.
very true. And plus,
That's
he's got
probably
a.
his apartment 3 miles down the road from his house, which is 4 miles down the road from his mansion.
Which
Let's
is
be
5 miles
real.
down the road from Animal Kingdom.
Which
Which
is
is
no
10
miles
miles
away
down
from
the
his
road
zoo.
from his
private
private
island.
island. Didn't think Discovery Island was that far from Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Oh my gosh.
I like how we've slowly turned Joe Rohde into like a weird supervillain.
Oh man. Well, I
All
gotta
right.
say, I expected nothing less from this episode. Chris, you
I
did very
have
well.
one
Oh, there's
last
one more.
fact.
Okay.
There's one more. I'm so
I thought we were
sorry.
done. I'm sorry.
I know it's cool. We have one last one. I think this will be an easy one, but I just thought this was so interesting. Gee, there are so many American flags on Main Street USA. How does Disney avoid breaking US flag code? They don't have to worry about it. The majority of American flags that you see actually have the wrong number of stripes and they're missing a few stars.
A, correct.
Yes.
B, yeah, we're just gonna
I
go with
knew
A,
that.
correct.
I knew the stars. I didn't know about the stripes.
It's
Which
true.
it's funny though, because all those buildings are lit anyway. So
Exactly.
Well, so actually, part of flag code is that anytime, oh, I just read this morning and I hope I'm remembering this correctly right off the dome, but anytime a business is closed for a day, the next day they come in, the flags have to be like at half mast or taken down, something
Oh.
like that specifically. And so if they had to do that at Disney with all of the flags on Main Street, that would be a massive headache. So they just use fake flags. So
The
they're
crane would
props.
just be out 24/7.
And
It
the other
our entire program, there was a crane.
was always the crane. It was like no, right. It was literally like we
That should
our
have been a
last
fun
day.
fact. How many what was the longest amount of time the crane was behind Cinderella's castle?
Crapple.
294 days.
It's
Right.
been 84 years.
Couple things there. Yeah, between the crane and Shanghai, we had a very interesting program.
Yeah, it's weird.
And at number two, US flag code also is non-binding because it uses words like should and could, making it so most businesses do not actually have to comply. But yes, Disney does have, and not all of them are missing stripes as much as stars. And a lot of those are actually meant to be the flag from like the time period that Main Street is set in. But yes,
Alrighty,
nonetheless.
incredible. Thank you for those additional facts.
Yes.
Chris, I have your official score from Molly's side of your
Oh,
fact-checking
I wasn't
dumping. Oh,
keeping track.
I kept track. Out of the 14 facts that I had, you only got four wrong,
I think
which
he
I think
only got the
incredible.
Paramount Pictures or Paramount Studios one. Like, and you didn't even get it wrong. You were just like, I wouldn't be surprised. I feel like that's the only one you get
Right.
wrong for me.
Okay. And here I was grumpy
Well,
about you guys pulling, shenanigans on me.
I know, Chris. I know you weren't excited for this one, but we knew that we were going to have fun. So sorry that you had to be the pun here. Sorry you had to be the biggest goof.
Sorry you had to
So,
have fun with us.
well, it's so a couple of things before we wrap up, and I do have to wrap up. I gotta drive out to Lamoille here soon. But I saw a meme the other day that was, if you had to call one friend to spend the day with, and if they made fun of you before the end of the day, you won $10 million, who would you call?
It was me.
And it literally, like, Ryan and Claire were the first people that popped into my head. I was like, those are the friends that are gonna make me the butt of some joke. Like,
Always. Because we love you. It's our
right.
love
Well, and that's
language. It's our love language.
kind of what I thought about that. Molly, for you, because I think you'd find this entertaining. One of my Facebook groups I follow, they were talking about they went to Washington, D.C. instead of Disney World for vacation this year. And their kids are so Disney indoctrinated that they were like, oh, is this like the real Hall of Presidents? And then they continued. They're like, oh, I love the monorail and all of these different things. But the best one, and I thought about this when we got to the trash cans, was they were walking through the National Mall and the kid was like, Walt Disney would be rolling in his grave. These trash cans are way too far apart.
Oh man.
I'm dead. Dude, it's so funny because here's the thing is I can totally relate to that because as y'all know, I originally lived in Central Florida and spent a lot of time at Disney as a kid, and one of our big vacations that we took was we actually took a vacation to DC, like very same situation. We were like because from that point, most of our vacations were at like theme parks. And so, like, we got in the metro and we're like, oh, this is going to take us to like the park, right? And my mom looked at us and she's like, this is the real world, kids. There's no park.
Cold.
Oh man. All right. Well, thanks
Oh.
for being a good sport, Chris. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. It was fun. Thank
Gave
you
me a few
guys.
smiles. This was not the episode that we're planning on doing this week. We had again some friends that
Technical
weren't able to
difficulties.
join. Yeah. Chris had a friend that couldn't join. Claire had a friend that couldn't join. So it's three of us
Claire
this
had a sick
week, but
child.
yeah, we're hoping that next week we can do this one that I am so excited about. It's gonna be hilarious. Chris, hopefully your ribs are not so sore next week because we will be
Really, though, because
laughing our heads off. Anything else, guys? No? Okay, cool. Just be sure to follow us on Instagram, DCP Anonymous Pod, or you can email us at dcpanonymous@gmail.com. And until next week, I'm Ryan.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Molly.
And you've been listening to the DCP Anonymous Podcast.
See you next week.